Hi, it's Mark Graben. Welcome to episode 362 of Lean Blog Audio. Today I'm reading a blog post that I published on April 3rd, 2024. It's titled, Turning Bad News into Building Blocks, Cultivating a Culture Where Mistakes Fuel Growth. And you can find this blog post, there's a link in the show notes, or you can go to leanblog.org/audio362. So here we're going to be talking about and hearing about embracing imperfections and learning from mistakes. Leadership insights from the 2022 AME Annual Conference. So AME is the Association for Manufacturing Excellence. It's a great conference. I try to go every year. And I'm going to be sharing some audio, and you can find the video of it in the blog post, a short clip. It's part of a riveting conversation between two people, Larry Culp, who at the time was CEO of GE or General Electric. He's now the CEO of GE Aerospace after GE finished spinning off different businesses. They spun off GE Healthcare last year. Here in April, they spun off GE Vernova, their power systems business. So GE, the company, the ticker symbol, is now GE Aerospace. So Larry was in conversation after his keynote with my good friend Katie Anderson. You probably know her from my Lean Blog interviews podcast and different things we've collaborated on. So again, this is at the 2022 AME conference. Valuable lessons. You're going to hear a little bit of it today on leadership, transparency, and fostering a culture where challenges and imperfections are openly shared. And I hope you'll join AME at their annual conference this year, 2024, in Atlanta. You can find a link to more information about that in the blog post. So here's the short clip, Katie asking the question and Larry answering.
So how did you start fostering that environment that made it okay to share maybe the imperfections or the challenges, the mistakes?
Katie, I think it's largely about how you deal with bad news. Right? I can encourage all of you to come to me if we were working together. I want to hear the bad news. I want to hear it fast. Probably not going to happen, right? But a week or two will pass. Somebody will have some issue. And that will be the moment of truth, right? Do you shoot the messenger? Or do you listen, even if you are unhappy? And do you then go into problem-solving mode, right? Both to contain and to deal with root cause. That's a lot easier said than done. But I had a wonderful opportunity early in my time at GE where I think there was a perception the messengers were, if not shot, dealt with otherwise. Where I had a sense that there was bad news brewing. I could see somebody almost trembling. And we had a great conversation. He had the confidence, the fortitude, the trust to bring it forward. We had a really good discussion about it. Painful for all of us. We ultimately, I think, dealt with the issue. But it was the beginning for us, at least for the broader team, to see I could walk that talk. I could handle bad news. I would not shoot messengers. Now, I don't think we've completely turned that at GE. I'm not sure we ever necessarily achieved perfection in that regard at Danaher. But any of us, again, it's not a CEO thing, any of us have the opportunity to create that environment where people want to bring forward an issue and know they're going to get help. They won't be chastised. Because if you don't do that, these things submarine on you, and the next thing you know, something really bad is going to happen.
Well, I love what Larry had to say, including that clip. And I think his perspective on constructively handling bad news not only sheds light on effective leadership practices, but also emphasizes the importance of creating or cultivating an environment where team members feel safe and supported in bringing forward issues. I'll add that cultivating psychological safety requires leaders to do three things. One, model the right behaviors, including speaking candidly. Two, encouraging employees to speak candidly, and 3, rewarding employees for doing so. So, you know, in that clip, I mean, you heard about, I think, the significance of how leaders respond to bad news, encouraging openness without fear of retribution or shooting the messenger, and the transformative power of listening and problem solving in leadership. I mean, I think this dialogue serves as a reminder that the path to continuous improvement and innovation lies in our ability to confront and learn from our mistakes openly. So I think, you know, you can also get additional depth into this by exploring Katie's work. You can find her website at kbjanderson.com. You know, I would love to discuss how we can apply these insights within your teams and organizations. You know, what strategies have you found effective in creating or cultivating an environment that encourages sharing and learning from mistakes? Would love to hear your comments on the blog post. You can go to leanblog.org/audio362. Thanks.